You are welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion Podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of John, chapter 3 and verse 19. And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. If you look at things in the natural realm, men prefer light to darkness. Every country that don't have stable electricity, they are constantly crying, praying that one day it will happen. You know, I don't know what it looks like to have constant electricity for even a week. I'm not sure I've ever experienced that all of my life. People have grown up in countries where electricity has never gone for their own lifetime. So in the natural, people prefer to have light. But in reality, spiritually speaking, Jesus says something that it weighs heavily. Jesus said, light has come into the world. That's to tell you that the world is dark. The world is darkness. He said, but men loved darkness rather than light. I'm sure that in the natural, if somebody loves darkness more than light, you will say that something must be wrong with that person. If somebody prefers that, there should be darkness, there should be no electricity, you will know that something is wrong with that person. But that is what people do spiritually. Jesus said, men loved darkness. They don't just prefer darkness, they love it. And that is why people don't go to places where truth is preached. That is why everybody carries the Bible, but hardly do they truly read it, and hardly do they follow what it says. Men love darkness. If you are going to be a preacher of light, you must understand this. You are not going to be generally acceptable. I can almost guarantee you that wherever you see unusual crowd, you can almost be sure that it's because men loved darkness. Just offer men darkness, they will embrace it. Just darkness. You know, I was scrolling through reels on YouTube, or I think Facebook. And there was this video with over 60,000 likes. I didn't say views. The views must be running close to 1 million. And I said, what is in this video? It is just the video of a girl, you know, turning from her back and turning to face the camera. I'm not sure it was up to 5 seconds. If it generated only views, if I just saw 1 million views, I won't be bothered. But 60,000 likes, it means some people clicked that they liked this video. Just a lady, just turning, she just turned from her backside to her front side in 3 or so seconds, and the video is going viral. And shortly as I scroll on, I saw a preacher preaching. In fact, what that man preached is still affecting my own life till now. But I'm not sure I saw up to 100 views on that video. I'm not sure. Brethren, don't be deceived. Men loved darkness. You think people will love the truth? No, Jesus said it. He recognized it. He said, but men, they love darkness. That's why you must be grateful to God if you have embraced light. That shows that you have truly obtained mercy. God has truly shown mercy to you. People are deliberately going to a place where the message will not affect their conscience. They want to go to a place where they are going to be happy, where they are going to be excited. And the devil has raised a lot of preachers You see, what those preachers are preaching is darkness. That's why it attracts men that loves darkness. Jesus said, men love darkness than light. Men loved darkness. You see, I pray that you will not love darkness. I pray that you will love the truth. But that is what is happening in the world today. Men love darkness. All the things we are crying for, we are struggling for. In a moment in Christ Jesus, you'll be amazed how the issues of our lives are resolved. But people will still not prefer Jesus. You know, I joined a group and we were having conversation. And they were discussing marriage. And I brought the scripture into it. Did you know that they reacted almost violently? They didn't like it. So they prefer all of their own ideas. All of them have strange ideas. And everybody was saying their own thing. But the word of God had given us a very simple instruction as regards to marriage. No, we don't want it. So they push that aside. They don't like it. They don't like what I said. And then they continued in their own deception. And everybody just showing their own bias, their own opinion. Somebody will say, well, tradition, this is what tradition says. I'm like, no, it's not about tradition. It's about what the word of God says. No, but they prefer that. Almost everybody in the group, they prefer that. I was like a lonely voice in that group. My brothers and sisters, men love darkness. They love darkness. That's why Jesus said, let your light so shine. The good news is that the Bible says light shines in darkness and darkness cannot comprehend it. What we carry, the light that we carry, is a light that darkness cannot comprehend. Darkness, light does not negotiate with darkness. Anywhere light comes, darkness automatically disappears. Thank God that we carry that light. As the intensity of our light continues to shine and increase by the grace of God, men will come to the knowledge of the light. May the Lord give you understanding in the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Please note that the number is available on WhatsApp and Telegram. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.